There is a gift that you can share. Mosaic Sorry, that was my fail. That was to me.
I saw raindrops on my window, joyous like the rain. Laughter runs across my pane, slips away and comes again, joyous like the rain. I saw clouds upon a mountain, joyous like the cloud, sometimes silver, sometimes gray, always sun not far away, joyous like a cloud. I saw Christ in wind and thunder, joyous trying by storm, Christ asleep within my boat, whipped by wind yet still afloat, joyous tried by storm. I saw raindrops on the river, joyous like the rain, bit by bit the river grows, till all at once it overflows,
Wait, Dad. We're gonna go shut that window.
You can hear the children.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Yeah. 'Tis a glory now that fills and thrills my soul as I walk the narrow way. I am looking for the heavenly light to dawn that shall rise in endless day. Oh, the glory gates are ever open wide, inviting the world to come. Oh, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know rolleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith, yes, living by faith, in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Obscuring the brightness of light. I never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Living by faith, yes, living by faith, in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love, yes, in His great love. From a heart safe, sheltering arm, living by faith, on living by faith, and feel no alarm, feel no alarm. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? Living by faith, yes, living by faith, in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love, yes, in His great love. From a harm safe, from a harm safe, in His sheltering arm, His sheltering arm. Troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith, yes, living by faith, in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love, yes, in His great love. From a harm safe, from a harm safe, in His shelter.
The unbarred door.
when all America's eastern plains still roamed her forest trail, and the new homes of Europe's sons were rising in the war. Upon a clearing in the wood, Amos had built his cot. He tilled his little farm and lived contented with his lot. A just, peace-loving man was he, kind to all and true, and well his ever-open door the wandering Indian knew. But often were the settlers' lands by force or fraud obtained, and to the red man dispossessed, revenge alone remained. And round the blazing fire of logs in winter nights were cold, to shuddering listeners dreadful tales of Indian raids were told. But Amos feared not, though his home all undefended lay, and still his never-bolted door was open night and day. One morning neighbor passed in haste, "Indians, they say, are nigh, so Amos, bolt your door tonight and keep your powder dry." "My friend," said he, "the God I serve commands me not to kill, and sooner would I yield my life than disobey his will. One gun I have, but used alone against a wolf or bear, to point it at my fellow man my hand would never dare. But I shall put the thing away, they shall not see it here, for the old gun and hands and skill might do some harm, I fear. Besides, the Indians are my friends, they would not do me ill. Here they have found an open door, and they shall find it still." "Well," said the neighbor as he went, "my faith is not so clear. If wretches come to take my life, I mean to sell it dear." But the good wife of Amos stood and listened with affright. "Unless," she said, "that door is fast, I shall not sleep tonight." And with her words as women can, she urged her husband sore, till for the sake of household peace, at last he barred the door. They went to rest, and soon the wife was wrapped in slumber's deep. But Amos tossed and turned about, and vainly tried to sleep. Then came a voice within his heart, a loud rebuke it bore. It whispered, "Thou of little faith, why hast thou barred thy door? Weak is that poor defense of thine against the hostile man. Stronger than strongest fortress is the shadow of my hand. Hast thou not said these many times that I have power to save, as when my servant's trembling feet were sinking neath the wave? Now let thy actions with thy words in full accord agree. Rise quickly and unbar thy door, and trust alone in me." Then Amos from his bed arose and softly trod the floor, crept down the stairs and noiselessly unbarred the cottage door. Then forth he looked into the night, starlight was and still, and slowly rose the waning moon behind the tree-fringed hill. He looked with trustful, reverent gaze up to the starry sky, as meets a child with loving glance a tender father's eye. The cloud was lifted from his brow, his doubts were over now. The cool air breathed a kiss of peace upon his tranquil brow. Then back to his forsaken bed he slowly groped his way, and slept the slumber of the just until the dawn of day. That night a painted warrior band through the dark forest sped, with steps as light upon the leaves as panthers stealthy tread. They reached the farm, "We make no war with good and faithful men." The foremost Indian turned and said, "Here dwells the son of Penn. But, brother, if still his heart is right, how shall we surely know?" Answered another, "Time brings change, and oft turns friend to foe." Said the first one, "I will go and gently try the door. If open still, it proves his heart is as it was before." It yielded, and they entered in, across the room they stepped, and came where Amos and his wife, calm and conscious, slept. With tomahawk and scalping knife, they stood beside the pair. A solemn stillness filled the room, and an angel guard was there. The eye saw eye, and seemed to say, "How sound a good man sleeps! So may they rest and fear no ill, whom the great spirit keeps." Then noiselessly they left the room and closed the door behind, and on their deadly worship asked some other prey to find. And horror shrieked around the steps, and bloodshed marked their way, and many homes were desolate when rose another day. But Amos with a thankful heart greeted the morning light, and knew not until after years how near was death that night.
We need to slow down and ask them. We need to practice anyway.
Want to do it again?
If you won't call.
I'll do it this way.
If you call, it'll still get on.
It'll still get on.
Yeah,
the waning moon. We have to slow down on that.
Listen to Justin.
Friday night, it doesn't matter so much, but because it's too good to be moving, you want to try to say it as clear as possible.
the unbarred door, when on America's eastern plains still roamed her forest child, and the new homes of Europe's sons were rising in the wild. Upon a clearing in the wood, Amos had built his cot. He tilled his little farm and lived contented with his lot. A just, peace-loving man was he, kind unto all and true, and well his ever-open door the wandering Indian knew. But often were the settlers' lands by force or fraud obtained, and to the red man dispossessed, revenge alone remained. And round the blazing fire of logs when winter nights were cold, to shuddering listeners dreadful tales of Indian raids were told. But Amos feared not, though his home all undefended lay, and still his never bolted door was open night and day. One morning neighbor passed in haste, "Indians, they say, are nigh. So Amos, bolt your door tonight and keep your powder dry." "My friend," said he, "the God I serve commands me not to kill, and sooner would I yield my life than disobey his will. One gun I have, but used alone against a wolf or bear. To point it at my fellow man, my hand would never dare. But I shall put the thing away, they shall not see it here, for the old gun and hands and skill might do some harm, I fear. Besides, the Indians are my friends, they would not do me ill. Here they have found an open door, and they shall find it still." "Well," said the neighbor as he went, "my faith is not so clear. If wretches come to take my life, I mean to sell it dear." But the good wife of Amos stood and listened with affright. "Unless," she said, "that door is fast, I shall not sleep tonight." And with her words as women can, she urged her husband sore, till for the sake of household peace, at last he barred the door. They went to rest, and soon the wife was wrapped in slumber's deep. But Amos tossed and turned about, and vainly tried to sleep. Then came a voice within his heart, a mouthy rebuke it bore. It whispered, "Thou of little faith, why hast thou barred thy door? Weak is that poor defense of thine against a hostile man. Stronger than strongest fortress is the shadow of my hand. Hast thou not said these many times that I have power to save, as when my servant's trembling feet were sinking neath the weight? Now let thy actions with thy words in full accord agree. Rise quickly, and unbar thy door, and trust alone in me." Then Amos from his bed arose and softly trod the floor, crept down the stairs and noiselessly unbarred the cottage door. Then forth he looked into the night, starlight was and still, and slowly rose the waning moon behind the trooper's hill. He looked with tranquil, reverent gaze up to the starry sky, as meets a child with loving glance a tender father's eye. The cloud was lifted from his brow, his doubts were over now. The cool air breathed a kiss of peace upon his tranquil brow. Then back to his forsaken bed he slowly groped his way, and slept the slumber of the just until the dawn of day. That night a painted warrior band through the dark forest sped, with steps as light upon the leaves as panther stealthy tread. They reached the farm, "We make no war with good and faithful men." The foremost Indian turned and said, "Here dwells the son of Penn. But brother, still his heart is right, how shall we surely know?" Answered another, "Time brings change, and oft turns friend to foe." Said the first one, "I will go and gently try the door. If open still it proves, his heart is as it was before." It yielded, and they entered in, across the room they stepped, and came where Amos and his wife, calm and unconscious, slept. With tomahawk and scalping knife they stood beside the pair. A solemn stillness filled the room, and angel guard was there. The eyes to eye it seemed to say, "How sound the good man sleeps. So may they rest and fear no ill, whom the Great Spirit keeps." Then noiselessly they left the room and closed the door behind, and on their deadly war trail passed some other prey to find. And horror shrieked around their steps, and bloodshed marked their way, and many homes were desolate when rose another day. But Amos with a thankful heart greeted the morning light, and knew not until after years how near was death that night.
Nor a cross. trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Like a child by the seashore, building castles in the sand, foolish dreams I have dreamed day by day, leaving God out completely, till one day my castle's grand fell apart in the tide and swept away. Castles built upon the sand.
Thank you.
happened.
Yeah.
It kind of went a little bit.
Went haywire.
Oh my god. I don't know.
Okay, I'll send help.
I have a work.
can redo this song.
Give it a little bit more of a break when I say together, okay? Ready? Together. takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God, and I'm so glad to say that this great big God is here with us today. It takes a great big God to teach a bird to fly. It takes a great big God to put the stars so high. It takes a great big God to leave his son to die. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God, and I'm so glad to say that this great big God is here with us today. It takes a great big God to teach your birds to fly. It takes a great big God to put the stars so high. It takes a great big God to leave his son to die. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. Oh, that's the kind of God my Jesus is. Yes, that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God, and I'm so glad to say that this great big God is here with us today. It takes a great big God to teach your birds to fly. It takes a great big God to put the stars so high. It takes a great big God to leave his home to die. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God, and I'm so glad to say that this great big God is here with us today. It takes a great big God to teach your birds to fly. It takes a great big God to put the stars so high. It takes a great big God to leave his home to die. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God to help me through the day. It takes a great big God to hear me when I pray. It takes a great big God to help me find my way. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. It takes a great big God, and I'm so glad to say that this great big God is here with us today. It takes a great big God to teach your birds to fly. It takes a great big God to put the stars so high. It takes a great big God to leave his son to die. But that's the kind of God my Jesus is. Oh, that's the kind of God my Jesus is. Yes, that's the kind of God my Jesus is.
Jungle, who is the king of the sea?
jungle and the sea. Who is the king of the jungle? Who is the king of the sea? Who is the king of the universe? And who's the king of me? I'll tell you, J-E-S-U-S. Yes, he is the king of me. He is the king of the universe, the jungle and the sea. Somebody said that it couldn't be done, but he with a chuckle replied that maybe it couldn't, but he would be one who wouldn't say so till he tried. So he buckled right in with a trace of a grin on his face. If he worried, he hid it. He started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. Somebody scoffed, "Oh, you'll never do that. At least no one ever has done it." But he took off his coat and he took off his hat, and the first thing we knew, he begun it. With a lift of a chin and a bit of a grin, without any doubting or quitting, he started to sing as he tackled the thing that couldn't be done, and he did it. There are thousands who tell you it cannot be done. There are thousands who prophesy failure. There are thousands who point out to you one by one the dangers that wait to assail you. But just buckle in with a bit of a grin. Just take off your coat and go to it. Just start in to sing as you tackle the thing that cannot be done, and you'll do it.
In a while.
Well, we did today, yeah. We did yesterday. Ready? Do our last song, and then we'll come back and do that one.
happy. That sounds like heaven to me.
Can they get their folders? Number. Mine won't squeak.
Mine's little.
It's squeaking.
Mine does.
Well, I thought
it's
this one.
Well, there's no squeak.
Yeah, if I stand here.
See?
Yeah. So you're in the center. Are you in the center one? Move in a little bit, and Jacob, move
over
a
little bit. I don't think
it. This
is right.
It ain't me.
Okay,
are
you ready?
Okay. Drop a pebble in the water. Drop a pebble in the water. Just a splash and it is gone. But there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on. Spreading, spreading from the center. Flowing on out to the sea, and there is no way of telling where the end is going to be. Drop a pebble in the water, in a minute you forget, but there's little waves are flowing, and there's ripples circling yet. All the ripples flowing, flowing, to a mighty wave have grown, and you've disturbed a mighty river just by dropping in a stone. Drop an unkind word or careless, in a minute it is gone, but there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on. They keep spreading, spreading, spreading from the center as they go, and there is no way to stop them once you've started them to flow. Drop an unkind word or careless, in a minute you forget, but there's little waves of flowing, and there's ripples circling yet. And perhaps in some sad heart, a mighty wave where tears you serve, and disturbed a life that's happy when you dropped an unkind word. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, just a flash and it is gone. But there's half a hundred ripples circling on and on and on, bearing hope and joy and comfort on each flashing, dashing wave, till you won't believe the volume of the one kind word gave. Drop a word of cheer and kindness, in a minute you forget, but there's gladness still a swelling, and there's joy a circling yet. And you've rolled a wave of comfort, whose sweet music can be heard over miles and miles of water, just by dropping one kind word.